You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back in to another podcast. I'm joined with
Taze.
And today we have a very special episode, our first ever guest on off stream. Please put your hands together for Mashtag.
We
had to get a big guest for the first one, didn't we? We couldn't have messed about it.
It's an honour, boys. Appreciate you.
No, thank you for coming.
Yeah, super nervous, by the way. But
why are you nervous? You should be on camera.
I know, it's because it's someone else's camera. I'm in control of the edit.
If you don't own the camera, it's different.
Yeah. Do you know what I do find interesting about you, how you vlog, and I've done vlogging for United Games, etc., but you just vlog on a GoPro.
Yeah, man. You know what it is? I at the very start, I was on my phone. One, the memory issue.
Yep.
And two, converting it onto computer. But yeah, I just feel like once it's in your hand, it's much easier. Sometimes people don't see it and you can just sort of chuck it.
Is everything with a GoPro? Everything?
Everything's GoPro, yeah.
Really? I guess he's getting about and actually doing
it. That's what I mean. And it's waterproof.
Yes. And I drop it all the time and it's like got a little bit of a shockproof to it. So.
Okay. Like a Nokia.
Yeah. Honestly, the GoPro. I mean,
the thing is, he was alive when they were going about.
Do you remember a Nokia, though?
How old are you two?
23.
22.
Oh, God.
How old are you?
31.
You were there playing Snake.
I was, mate.
You could smack a Nokia on the floor 100 times, nothing would happen.
Nothing happened.
No, it'd fall apart, and you don't remember. You used to be able to buy cases for them.
Well, phone cases still exist.
No, but you'd take all the plastic off the phone, and it'd just be like Raw Dog, and then you'd buy like a Simpsons case.
Okay, I've seen them on TikTok.
People watching this might know.
I remember when I was like younger, like just left school, I bought a gold Nokia.
A gold Nokia?
Yeah, it's like a gold Nokia, and I thought I was dead cool with it.
I think my first ever phone, oh man, I had one of those that was like touchscreen, but then if you took it to the side and flipped it up, you had a keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
And why I like them?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
You know why I like them? Because there was Wizards of Waverly Place or something? There was like a show, and you used to flick it up like this and then text, and you just thought, they look sick.
You've never heard of that, have you, Wizards of Waverly Place?
No.
He's past the Disney Channel.
We never had Disney Channel.
He's watching it on black.
Bro, I grew up on five channels. We had five channels on the TV. That was,
you know,
that was before Freeview. I was.
Right, Mashtag. Before we get started, introduce yourself a little bit. Where have you come from? What was it like growing up? Where you're from, etc.
Okay, so I'm from Derby. 31 years old. Travel vlogger now.
It's like a dating show.
I know. Yeah.
I like him big, thick, and black. I'm not talking about women. God, this is why I'm nervous. I grew up in Derby till I was about 13. Great city, best city in the world. Centre of the universe. But
are you taking the piss?
No, in the centre of the universe.
So in my head, yeah, the earth is, everything in our life revolves around the earth, right?
Yeah.
So for us, the earth's the middle. The UK is the best country in the world, and the very middle of the UK is Derby.
Okay, fair enough.
Right, that's the spot. But yeah, I love it, man. Great little gaff. Grew up in a village. Moved to a town centre when I was about 18, craving like the biggest city life.
Yep.
And now I live in Liverpool. But I'm hoping to move back to Derby soon enough.
Was it mad growing up in a village? Like, because surely like everyone like would be near the same girls and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? If it's
but like,
I was fat as fuck as a kid, so I went asked about the women.
Yeah, I wasn't getting many girls. Yeah. To be honest,
no one was coming near me.
But no, like, I'd look at the back of my house. There was like a field full of cows.
Okay.
I was in the proper rural sticks of England.
I like the countryside. It's definitely nice.
Yeah, always stink like horse.
Yeah, well, sometimes.
Probably cows, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was like, then, like I said, as soon as I got to 18, I was just craving the city life. And I've sort of bounced back and forth between moving to villages, back to cities. It's one of them, the grass is always greener.
Like, yeah.
You never know what you want. And now I'm sort of in the middle of two.
Okay, fair enough. What would you say is your first ever memory of YouTube? of you creating YouTube videos. Did you have a channel before Mashtag or what?
So no, so Mashtag's always been my channel. Super professional podcast we've got here.
Dingy's phone, age. Put it under there.
Yeah, so I think my first YouTube video was about 8 years ago, which I put up as a test. So I used to do Facebook videos,
yeah,
Snapchat.
Facebook videos as in like back in the day, where like little short meme videos. Or were you doing full-on videos?
So, no, sort of. So I was making Snapchat vlogs.
Yeah.
I was vlogging on Snapchat every day, but it was back when you could only...
I'd get a few quid for that now.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Well, not with the viewers I had. About 50 viewers. But I was, every day, bro, I was doing full-on vlogs. But you could, back then, you could only do 10-second snaps.
Yeah, I remember
couldn't
that.
Couldn't do like what you do now. And then, like, I'd clip the day, upload it to Facebook, and then one day I was like, oh, let me test it on YouTube, see if it gets any views.
Yeah.
Didn't get any views. then I can't remember what my first proper YouTube videos were. In fact, I used to make, some of them are still on the channel, some of them were way too embarrassing, I had to delete them. I used to make, like, comedy songs.
Comedy songs?
What I thought was
like parodies?
Sort of. So I did, like, a song about Tesco, like, why Tesco's the best shop.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, mate. T to the E, S to the Co, world's best shop, yeah, man's gonna go. Yeah, the shares drop, but no, man's gonna blow. Tesco gang where the staff are my bros.
That is genuinely better music than any.
I was waiting for that. As soon as he was rapping, I thought, I know what he's going to say.
Yeah, what else did I do? I did, so that was like my first one. And then I made a song about Derby called The Derby Song, or Derby, best city in the UK. But it, like, if you're not from Derby, you wouldn't know any of the references.
You won't get it, yeah.
So there's like a kid that, the guy that always walks backwards, there's lyrics about him. There's a kid that was always in town that'd speak to pigeons. And if you're from Derby, you'd know him, innit?
Yeah.
But obviously, for anyone else. But that did really well, and I ended up on like the front page of the Derby Telegraph.
Okay,
like,
nice.
Man makes viral song, bro. I had like 40k views, yeah. But for Derby, that was viral.
Yeah, that's big for Derby.
And that, I'd say that was like my first. Well, that was on Facebook. I think I uploaded. No, in fact, that was on YouTube. That was my first thing on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking like, no. I've made it now.
Yeah, you've done a bit. You've
like,
done
I've officially a bit. Made it. Thought I'm not going to be able to go to the shop without people asking for pictures.
Fuck, going to Tesco again.
Yeah, can't go in the same Tesco. And then that did really well, like 100,000 views in the, at nice. The end. And then back to making vlogs and back to doing the 500 views. But if I got 100, if I got 1,000 views back then, I was buzzing.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, that's
of course,
it.
Yeah,
I had like, I don't know. Less than 1,000 subscribers. So if you got 1,000 views,
your views are always normally higher than your subscribers at the first.
At the start, and then you get to a point where it's sort of
It's weird. And then half the time, the people watching your videos aren't even subscribed anyway.
Oh, it's so frustrating. Exactly, it's like 50% of everyone.
Yeah, literally. So make sure you fucking
subscribe, especially to this podcast, especially this one. So you actually won the award for the best travel influencer.
Well, yes, yeah, so it was the National... Cheers, baby.
Woo!
It was the National Social Media Awards. How official it was, I don't know, because...
It doesn't matter, it still counts, doesn't it?
Matt, you've still banged
it. Yeah, I've got it. It's next to my YouTube plaque, so we obviously did something right. Yeah, man, that was like a proper nice moment. Got my little tuxedo on.
Yeah, I remember seeing the photos. How was the whole event?
It was good. I don't want to... Yeah, it was a good event. I enjoyed it.
It was
awkward. It was just like, I don't know, any scenarios like that. Like, I'm not one that's like involved in the YouTube scene.
Yeah.
I don't really know many YouTubers. I don't really go to YouTuber events.
Yeah.
So it's like, for any time it's like a lot of YouTubers, like I just fucking run around with my camera and I feel like I'm doing my own thing.
You're independent when you're doing that, aren't you?
Yeah. Like a lot of people, they have their own little cliques and their little groups.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I'm going to make a video. I'll call these sort of people.
Yeah.
And so maybe now I'm getting a few sort of people that I'm aligning with.
Yeah.
But for the majority of the time on YouTube, I've never really had that. So yeah, anytime I'm in a room with a lot of other people that do it, it's good for like speaking to people. But I don't know, I just feel like out of place maybe a little bit. Maybe it's even a bit of like imposter syndrome of like, oh, is this what I'm part of? Or I'm,
yeah,
like,
no.
YouTube's a lonely life, man. Like you sit in your room, editing your videos, post it. And then, like, people online that you never see or speak to in real life tell you how good your video is.
Yeah, it's very
true.
It's
such a weird exchange of energy because it's behind a screen.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that imposter syndrome, I get that a lot as well. Especially even sat here, next to you two, sat here thinking, what the fuck am I doing?
But I just don't get it.
No, I do, I definitely.
I was dying to ask you this before, but I thought I'd save it for the podcast. I'm dying to know what, like, the best place you've been to is. and like a mad story. I know you've definitely got some mad stories.
So Thailand's definitely the best in terms of every day you can do something different. The way that the country's set out, you can make a 1 hour flight and be in somewhere that's super cheap still, but still super cool.
Is everything in Thailand cheap?
Like dirt cheap.
Really?
Like you can buy a beer for a quid. If you want,
I wonder he loves it.
If you want, you could buy like a meal for a pound, but you're eating on the side of the road on a plastic chair.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
you're eating some of the best food you've ever eaten.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's dumb cheap. You can stay in a nice hotel in Bangkok for £20. So it's like, I mean, you can also go expensive if you want. You want to buy a £250 hotel, you can do that. But the majority of the time, yeah,
it's
compared to anywhere else in the world I've been, it for quality. You can go to Vietnam and live cheap, and it won't be as good. But Thailand, you've got, it's just perfectly set up for tourism. And it's like, you've got all the degenerate behavior. There's everything there, bro. There's so many roads that you can go on and you can't tell the stories of what happens when you go on there. But yeah, loads of cool stuff, man. Like, and even you can be doing jet skiing one day, next day you're stroking an elephant. At one point I saw a man with his head inside a crocodile's mouth. So I went to a crocodile show. Well, I went to two shows. The first one was a monkey show. And that's all they say. They say, come down here, come to the monkey show. And then you have to walk out halfway through because it's fucking awful. They've got a monkey that's like in a dress.
What?
And like on a lead. And then they...
I didn't know your mum's in Thailand.
Oh. And then they've got... it's at a microphone. They'll play like Celine Dion and the monkey looks like it's singing. Super funny, mad. But super cruel at the same time.
Yeah.
And then you go back down to like the crocodile show. And it's at first, they're like, oh, you can put your hand in if you want. And I was thinking, I'm going to do this for the content. And then you get there and you see a real life crocodile and you go,
no chance.
Like, fuck that. Mental. No chance. It's proper dinosaur. And then, yeah, this guy's
like, dinosaur.
This guy, the
crocodile's got his head open like this. And this guy's got his head in the crocodile.
Wow.
And as he takes it out, the last second, it just
snaps.
No,
it doesn't.
Bro, it's crazy.
I did, do you reckon the crocodile is trained to snap when it's out?
Sort of, but how much can you train a crocodile?
I know, but exactly, what's the odds it does to bite your fucking head off?
Bro, there's definitely people that work there that have 100%. Got one hand.
Really?
Definitely, 100%. Yeah.
100%.
I think even the guy that was doing it had a couple of fingers missing. Well, that's just part of the job, isn't it?
You need to go and do a Thailand trip with him?
Yeah.
I got so lucky because Thailand was the first place I went and started doing my daily vlogs.
Yeah.
And it's like a fucking blueprint. And there's people doing it now, like other big YouTubers that have just decided, I'm going to be a travel vlogger, and they go YouTube. Because it's the blueprint, bro. There's so much to do. It's so easy to make content. It's so cheap, so you don't have to invest so much into it.
Yeah.
And then, like, the content that you get is just fucking awesome.
What made you upload your first video? What made you think, do you know what? I'm going to fly to Thailand, and I am going to become a travel vlogger.
Well, so I've always wanted to. If you look back 6 years before that, I'd already posted a travel vlog. Like, me and my mate went to Spain for the day.
Yeah.
Like, return flights, same day flights for like £20 or something. And I was like, oh, I'll make a vlog.
Yeah.
But I could never afford it. It's f***ing an expensive video maker.
Of course it is.
And then, so I was doing TikTok, doing the food reviews, making really good money doing that. And then the RPM or CPM, whatever it is, just f***ing fell out of it.
Formatted, yeah.
And I was like, I was doing the traveling as well. And then I got to a point where I was spending more money than I was making every month. So I was like, if I want to keep doing the videos I'm making, I have to go to YouTube. So I was like, right, I'm going to go to YouTube. I'm going to go to Thailand and I'm going to become a YouTuber. I was like, this is it. This is the only plan I've got. If it fails, I'll come back. I'll get a fucking job.
Yeah.
Because I got to the point, I had no money. I was like, my card was getting declined in Lidl and shit. And I'm like, I'm So I was like, I'm going to go invest the money that I've got into it. Like, saved a bit more from a couple of shit brand deals or whatever. And then, I just went and I was like, this is it. This is my only plan. Went to Thailand, 57 days in a row, a video every single day, filming all day, editing, sleeping like 3, 4, 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
Just go to bed late, wake up early, just fucking grinded. And then, but I got so lucky because I already had such a big audience on TikTok. When I went to Thailand and said, this is what I'm going to do, my first video did like 100K views. And then the second did 100K. Third did 100K.
Is this on YouTube? Yeah.
On YouTube, yeah. So then... But at the start as well, I didn't know the YouTube game. I didn't know what you could say. I didn't know what you can't say. And every video...
I don't think you do now.
I seem to fucking get away with a lot. I was getting limited ads on every video.
Yeah.
For anyone watching, it just means I'm not getting ads on the video. I'm not getting making any money. But I'd get like one a week. So I was making enough money to suffice it. Yeah. Then by the time I left Thailand, I think I had like... like 200,000 subscribers.
Yeah. So you were in Thailand for effectively 2 months.
2 months in Thailand, yeah.
Do you know how mad that is though, doing a video every day but editing it as well?
Yeah, the editing bit you've done well for, because that's recording a video is one thing, but then editing it and getting it up.
And uploading it, because in Thailand you'll be in some places, the f***ing internet shit. So we literally, I'd be with my mate Reggie, and we'd be walking around my laptop, going from cafe to cafe all the way down the road going, can I test your internet? If it's good, I'll buy a drink.
Yeah.
And or some days we'd just be sat outside a closed cafe on the Wi-Fi, just sat on the street for like 2 hours, just using this
make sure
dead
it
Wi-Fi
uploaded.
Just to get the video up. And yeah, it was a grind, but that, bro, that's the best part of it, man. Like the finishing line's boring, isn't it? Like, what do you do at the end? Like,
yeah, it's fun that. To be the journey. It's the grind on the way up.
Like they're the days I remember, not like...
And this podcast.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure there'll be a day where I'll be like, oh, something cool will be happening, but that won't stick in my memory as much as the days.
We're sitting outside the cafe on Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
I hear that. I hear
the
that.
The actual grind.
The journey, innit? You know
what would you say is your worst ever moment travel vlogging? It could be a moment where you think, do you know what? I'm not returning to that country.
Well, ooh, so I've got three. In Tunisia, I got chased by a man with a knife.
Genuinely. If you've got this on a GoPro, I'm going to have to watch the vlog.
No, I've got it on a video, but I posted it to TikTok and Instagram.
Both got took off.
Because
have you still got the video?
Must have. It must be in my cloud somewhere. So I was in Tunisia, Tunis, and it was the local derby day of the two like local teams.
Oh, yeah, you thought that straight away.
And I'd have 5 pints in the bar, watching the game, and I thought, oh, I'm a bit hungry. I'll go for some scran. Gone down a couple of back streets. It's already a dodgy area. Right?
Yeah.
It's not like the tourist, Gav. It's not where people...
No. I've been to Tunis, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's fucking...
What, away day?
An away day. No, and I went for an holiday.
Really? You went to an holiday?
Yeah, 40 degrees it was. Don't...
But yeah, it's the sort of place you go and you stay in your resort and you don't like wander around the streets. Yeah, so I've gone down this back street and there's four guys beating someone up and I've gone... The English are here. I'll save the day.
five pints deep.
Yeah, they saw another person.
They might run off.
Immunity of, oh, there's no one watching. We'll stop. So I've like ran over, going, oh, is everything all right, mate? But I'm filming on my phone. Everything all right, mate? The guy's just turned around. He's got a big kitchen knife in his hand.
And he used it on this person, or?
No, so at this point, right, there's a car. There's four people. They've grabbed one guy and they're trying to get him in the back of the car. So they're kidnapping him, right? And I've gone over and gone, is everything all right?
Stopping the kidnap.
Obviously it's not all right. And then he's just gone, he's filming. And he's gone to grab my phone. I've like thrown it down my boxes. One guy's grabbed me here, one guy's grabbed me here. The guy with the knife's here. And they've gone, give me a phone. And just in that split second, I'm like, so I've just like thrown my arms down, turned around, sprinted off, ran into the road. There's a car, right? And I've ran to the other side of the car. He's this side of the car. And we're both like this. And then in like a comedy sketch, the car just slowly drove off. We both just stopped looking at each other. I'm like, fuck. So I've turned, just sprinted. Bro, I've sprinted for my life, slipped on some rubbish because Tunisia is fucking shit. Twisted my ankle, still running, fell again, done my other cut all my legs, everything. At this point, obviously, I'm not filming.
You're filming your knob in your box.
and I've managed to like get away from this guy and I'm hiding behind a car. I just pulled my phone out and I just went, don't think everything's all right. I've just cut to shreds. My ankle's swollen to pieces. Yep. Got back to the hotel, told the reception what had happened, and they just laughed as if like I was joking.
Well, that's normal.
Done, is it?
That's probably normal, isn't it?
And I was like, I thought, well, do I ring the police? Because they kidnapped somebody.
Yeah. But they did manage to get him.
Yeah, well, I assume so. Once I'd gone, there's four people on one. So I'm like, what do I do? And I just, but I had a flight home in the morning. And I'm pretty sure I've got two broken ankles at this point. So I just went to bed and then woke up in the morning and I couldn't stand up. Couldn't put any pressure on my feet because they were so bad. So I had to get boxer shorts and socks and like tie them around and like Bear Grylls this shit, David Goggins, and just super tight, hobbled back to the car, drove to the airport like 4 hours early, just dropped the car off and just sat in the airport.
Chilled at the airport.
And didn't release any footage until I left.
Yeah,
of course.
So yeah, Tunisia, I'd never go back. Guatemala.
Where's that?
Guatemala is south of Mexico, just below Belize.
Okay.
Latin America, Central America. Rented motorbikes, didn't have the licenses for them. We're driving along, I'm with another guy called Ethan Overton. Driving along, I'm in the fast lane. Yeah, I'm in the fast lane, and I go into the slow lane.
Yeah.
And whoever's in the slow lane is just tanking, right? On a motorbike.
Yeah.
And he hits into the back of my motorbike. Luckily, as I see it, I just rev a little bit. So I shoot forward. All he does is bend my back thing. And he barrel rolls down the road.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
so luckily, he was wearing a helmet. People don't really wear helmets in Guatemala, but luckily he did. Bro, his bike smashed to pieces.
He just stopped.
He's clearly got a broken collarbone.
Yeah.
He's shredded to pieces. So we've pulled over and we're like, oh my God, are you okay? Let me call you an ambulance. He's like, no ambulance. Because I think over there, maybe they pay, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, it's your fault. I'm like, no, it's your fault. Yeah. Also, I don't speak Spanish. He speaks Spanish.
He barely speaks English.
We're speaking. So we've got like Google Translate, and he's just going, it's your fault. And I'm going,
it's your fault. It's your fault.
So I've rang the guy that I rented the bike off to translate for me because he was a German bloke. And then, and I'm like, getting nowhere. And this guy's rang his mate. So this guy's mate's turned up. And we're like, you know, in the middle of nowhere, yeah?
Is it just you or have you got a mate there?
Just me and this guy, Ethan.
Right, okay.
And he's on a bike.
You know Ethan,
as well.
I assume?
Yeah, yeah. Right. So Ethan's another YouTube or TikToker YouTuber.
Yep.
And he'd never even ridden a bike before. We're on 250cc motorbikes, yeah?
Yeah, big.
He just watched a 2-minute YouTube video to learn how to ride. I'm like, let's try to ask locals to help. And I said, right, let's call the police. And he was like, no police. I said, I'm calling the police. Like, yeah. I'm in the right. This is getting a bit sketchy now. Yeah. Everyone's getting a bit angry. Called the police. I've then rang the translator guy and he's gone, right, whatever you do, don't call the police. As he said that, I went, the police have just pulled up. And he says, right, what's going to happen? They're going to arrest you both. They're going to seize both bikes. They're going to stick you in a jail until you can get the British Embassy. But it's Saturday morning.
Oh, that is...
Embassy's not open till Monday. So
You've had to spend 48 in
well,
a jail.
Well, no, so I'm there and I'm shitting myself like, fuck. And then the translator explains to the police. And I'm like, tell him it's not my fault. And he comes back and the police come. He gives me the phone. He went, right, we spoke to the police. They say it's your fault. And I'm going, fuck. And he went, they're going to arrest you. And I'm like, fuck. At this point, the police have got my passport, they've got my driving license, they've got all the information, or whatever, and the bike keys, or whatever. And then the guy on the phone says, right, what are you going to do? You're going to walk to the fucking nearest cash machine quickly. You're going to take out every fucking bit of money you can possibly take out, whatever the limit is, 200, 300 quid, or whatever. And you're going to give half of it to the police.
Half of it to the guy.
Half of it to the guy. Well, you're going to give half to the guy. He's going to accept that as the payment.
Yeah.
Because he wanted he wanted like 5-10 grand off me in English. And like, I'm like, fuck off, it's not my fault, I'm not paying for it. So I've gone back, gave the guy like 100 quid, and then I'm like, now how do I give it to the police? How do you bribe a Spanish police officer? So I've put on Google Translate going, I've got 200 for you. And he's like, put away. I'm like panicking, rang the guy again. He's like, oh, I've already told him you're going to bribe him. So give him the money, he'll give you the keys, get on the bike, off sharpish, the police are going to follow you for a mile, pull you over, and then you'll pay them again.
Jesus.
That happened. So I had to fucking bribe my way out of jail in Guatemala.
That is crazy.
And I was like, bro, this is something I shouldn't fucking... Again, we were like, let's just not talk about it. It was because I was like, fuck this guy. I was concerned about the guy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it was his fucking fault for driving like a twat. But at the end of the day, he was fucked up, bro. He had clearly broken bones. And like, do you know what I mean? I was worried about him.
But because he's local anyway, they'll just be like, get some
money
off.
Also, as well,
they said you were guilty because you're English.
Oh, 100%. Because, I can't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
But also, his mate that's turned up, when the police turned up.
He said he was a witness or something.
No, they've gone over and gone, da-da-da, talking whatever. And then he's gone, blah, 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 Spanish. Oh, yeah. Pulls a fucking gun out. Because they're allowed to have guns. So he's pulled a gun out to say to the police, oh, by the way, I've got a gun. So I turned to my mate, I went, good job we didn't fucking drive off and leave. Because his mate would have fucking shot us when we were driving off. But even then, bro, we were supposed to be driving to a volcano and we just drove straight back to the shop because we were like, yo, there's going to be people looking for... Bro, we're two white guys, the only white guys in shorts and t-shirt riding motorbikes around the hills.
It's awful.
So we were scared, drove back, dropped the fucking bikes off. And then where else wouldn't I go? Egypt.
I mean, mum's just been there. She said it was lovely.
Where did she go?
No idea.
There you go, doesn't it?
Well, I went to see the pyramids, right? The pyramids of Giza. So I thought, where do I book a hotel? In Giza. Giza's fucking horrible. You're supposed to stay somewhere else and take a day trip.
Yeah.
So I was staying for a week in Like, bro, you go outside, you get chased by dogs.
Oh,
there's
shit.
People with no legs begging you for money. And again, you're the only white guy. And you've got the pyramids, which is the most architectural, most amazing feat of engineering in human history.
Mad.
And then next to it, there's a pile of rubbish and no fucking pavement. And it's like, it's the maddest juxtaposition ever there. And you need to go to see it. But once you've seen it, you never need to go back.
It blows my mind, that, you know. How the fuck was they built? What the fuck?
I know.
Honestly,
when you get there, you can't even understand how big and in awe of it you are until you're there.
I'd love to climb it.
Well, I think you'd go to jail if you climb
it. Allowed.
You couldn't climb that.
No, you know Vitaly. You remember Vitaly, the YouTuber?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He climbed it.
Did he?
Yeah.
And he got in trouble for it.
Yeah, he got arrested. He said when he got there, he had to take the memory cards out of his GoPro, put them in a condom, and shove them up his arse because he knew that they were going to take his footage off him. So he had to sit in jail with memory cards up his arse so he could get the footage. But yeah, I think he got like a stupid hefty fine, but and spent like maybe a week in an Egyptian jail.
But is the footage out?
Yeah, I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Oh, that'd be sick to watch.
Mm. Isn't it?
So you've got Egypt, Tunisia.
Egypt, Tunisia, Guatemala. I mean, to be fair, Guatemala, I would go back, but I'd be a fucking hell of a lot more careful. I wouldn't
have a bike.
I wouldn't have a bike. Jesus. Thing is, when you go to these countries, bro, riding bikes around with the boys is the most fun you could ever have in life. Like the best.
Have you ever rode a motorbike before going to these countries?
Yeah, I had a moped for years. Well, I had a moped in the UK, and the last time I rode it, I fell off.
So it's a good start.
Broke my back, my collarbone, my ribs snapped and punctured my lung, my shoulder, and I think maybe my wrist. I can't remember. Maybe my wrist was fucked up. And yeah, I was in a back brace for like 6 months, and I was always like, oh, I'm never going to ride bikes again.
Can you ride a bike?
Pedal bike, yeah.
Pedal bike.
That's just a piece of piss, isn't it?
It's easy enough.
I mean, you ride a moped, you can ride a motorbike.
Nah, mopeds are more rev and go, innit? But if you get...
No, if you want to ride it properly, you need some fucking lessons.
Driving motorbike gears and that, it's a bit harder.
You get an automatic.
Yeah, no. If you go abroad, though, I'd recommend just get some mopeds, bro. Yeah. Go to Thailand with the boys.
You don't need a license for mopeds either.
You sort of do. So in Thailand, the rule is, this is another mad rule in Thailand, yeah? If you need an international driving permit.
Right.
Which, if you get there, unless you've got an actual bike license in the UK, you don't get the bike stamp. So you basically, you get there, you don't have a license.
Yeah.
They don't ask for a license when you rent. And if you get pulled over by the police and you don't have a license, you pay a tenner, they give you a form that says, I've paid me tenner, and as long as you've got that on you for the next 3 days, if you get pulled over again, you don't have to pay the fine.
Because you've already paid a tenner.
You've already paid. And then at that point, you don't have to wear your helmet either, because it's under the same rule. You should wear a fucking helmet. It's super dangerous.
Be honest. Do you always wear a helmet?
Not when we're in Thailand. That's the best reason in Thailand, yeah? Obviously, go and respect the rules and like treat it with respect. But at the same time, you get there and you're just like, oh, this is freedom, bro.
Yeah.
Because like, oh, if you're just going to drive here to the shop. If you did that here, you get arrested.
Yeah, of course you could.
Drive around on an Epidon. But everybody's doing it. So it just encourages you to be like, you take more chances out there because everyone else is.
Yeah.
But then there's a thing called the Thailand tattoo, and it's like people that have burns and grazes all down their legs and their arms.
Oh, is it?
From the bike. Everyone falls off the bike so often. I think I've still, in fact, let me see if I've got, this is from falling off a bike in Bali.
These are Thailand tattoos.
This is my Bali tattoo.
Did you get Bali Bella?
Yes, bad. Like, so, it's not a joke.
What's Bali Bella?
Oh, brother. I've not even been, but a lot of my mates have, and they said it was the worst thing in the world.
Right, it's like flu.
Yeah.
But just so bad. It's because Bali's filthy, bro. Like, it's so overrated. Everyone says it's this paradise. It's f***ing dirty as f***.
You shit the bed or not?
What?
You shit the bed or not?
Yeah, oh, I know. I did shit the bed.
Yeah, why am
I? I had Bali belly so bad, yeah? I had Bali belly so bad that when I'd stand up and run to the toilet, because it was just pure liquid, it would leak out of my arse. Onto the floor. But you're so ill you can't clean it up.
For audio listeners, Mashtag has just got his ass out demonstrating that it is leaking.
And then like I was like, just wake him in the bed, and because you'd farted in the night, there's like poo on the bed. But I was ill for like 3 days, so you're too ill to get out of bed.
So you lay there in
it. Just lay there in my own for three days.
So it's from drinking the water and like,
you can't drink the water, you'll die, I think. It's just from the food, bro. It's just that the hygiene over there is just low. There's shit in the air. Everything's
good. Because everyone's shit in the bed, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably the fucking mattress, the
Can we speak about your next adventure, the one you just spoke to me about, or is it not released?
Yeah, let's go.
Right. So, take it away.
Okay, so I just showed Ginge, I have just bought myself a 29-year-old camper van. And I'm going to drive to South Africa.
But what he showed me this, what did you park it next to?
It was parked next to a Porsche.
A red Porsche. He went, let me show you my new car. So you bought it, and I've gone, oh, nice, mate. He's gone, yeah, it's well nice. But ding, I just say, beep, beep. I go over the passenger door. He goes, no, don't open
it. Yeah, mate. So I've got 10,000 miles. Supposed to be setting off in 2 days. I've not sorted any visas. I've not got a route. I went to Halfords today to say, oh, I need like 240 plugs, like normal plugs in the back of the car. And they were like, well, you need to stick another five solar panels on it, or buy a bigger battery, or do something. Because obviously I need to like charge my laptop and buy Starlink.
Yeah, of course. Of
how long is it going to take you to drive all the way there?
I'm estimating 3 months.
Months of driving?
Well, because I want to stop. I want to
make videos. It's a series for 3 months.
If I drove 4 hours a day, it would take 48 days.
4 hours a day?
Yeah.
You lazy bastard.
I was going to say that.
No, but I'll probably do
4 hours a day take you from Manchester to London. There's your first one. Yeah. I drove from Manchester to London.
Yeah, first day I'm still in the UK. So I don't know. I'll probably like drive to, I don't know. I'll get to insert African country name. I'll get to Ghana and I might stay for 3 days.
Right,
and then I'll have a day of 10 hours of driving.
Yeah.
So I'll sort of
do you think this van has three months worth of driving in it?
I hope so. This is the other reason I'm not going to do big stints of driving.
Yeah.
Because like I say, it's 29 years old. It's got 120,000 miles on the clock, and it looks all right, but it's definitely took some fucking beat.
Has it?
So. You definitely, please, for our safety, get it serviced before you go.
Well, the guy said.
This is the same guy who sold it to you.
Trust me, mate, it's all okay.
No one else can buy it.
It had been on Facebook Marketplace for 4 months before.
Yes.
And I could only get him down £100 on the price. So.
And the price was?
£3,000.
£3,000 for a camper van.
It's not bad, is it?
Not too bad. And to be fair, looking at it, it's not bad. It's got a little roof, so if you get a spot in Africa,
so you've got beds on it.
Yeah, so it's got the seats fold down, and it's got a mattress that fits, and then the roof comes up, and then you can like climb up and sleep in the roof. So you could have two people sleeping in it if you fancy coming.
So you're gonna do this on your own?
I'm on my own, yeah.
Really?
So I think I should go through 16 different African countries, or maybe 16 countries, including France and Spain.
That is mental. 16. Wow. Now, the next question I've got is this series, for example, or something you'd like to do, who is one celebrity or other content creator that you'd love to do something with?
What, UK based?
No, anyone. It could be.
I mean, Theo Von's the funniest man alive.
Yeah, he is hilarious. Theo Von, yeah.
Jesus.
Trying to think of a celebrity like, you know, someone.
Oh, I mean, the guy that I love the most, the travel vlogger I love the most, Bold and Bankrupt. Have you watched him?
No, I've not heard of him.
He speaks Russian. He goes to all like the slab.
Is he Russian?
No, he's Russian. English guy.
He's an English guy that speaks Russian.
That's brilliant. He speaks English, right? But he also speaks Russian.
Okay, it's an interesting one
when
to pick
he's
up.
In these countries, he can negotiate, he can speak with these people and he'll end up in like the maddest scenarios you can ever imagine.
Ooh, okay.
Like drinking whiskey with some homeless bloke.
Yeah.
But like conversing and they'll have subtitles on him. But it's good. It's a good watch. It's not hard to watch because it's subtitles or whatever. But I'd love to go to somewhere, do something with him. We have spoken.
So there's something in the pipeline.
Yeah, something in the pipeline. He's one of them. Like, I never know where I'm going to be next week.
Yeah.
And I can imagine he's the same.
But I know where you're going to be. You're 3 months in South Africa, mate.
On a ditch on the M6. Waiting for eight.
I'm
trying to think, though, who else? It's like, I don't know. Like I say, I don't actually watch that much YouTube.
Yeah.
We didn't want to do out anyway, did we?
Nah, we weren't interested.
Well, we're already doing something, aren't we?
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like YouTube wouldn't last very long.
Nah, not if you're getting chased by people for machetes. And I'll be honest, mate, if I see someone getting kidnapped, right, I'd video it for evidence. I ain't running over. Are you all right, mate?
yeah, just give me a minute, mate. Now, that was a dumb move. I mean, I can say I was trying to do the right thing, but sometimes doing the right thing isn't the best thing to do.
It's not.
They say in the movies, don't be a hero, don't they?
Don't be a hero. It's like they might tell you to hear about a dog in a lake and someone's jumped in and then they've actually died trying to save the dog.
Yeah, and the dog's run out.
Exactly, and the dog's just there barking. rude, selfish bastard.
Would you jump in for your dog?
That's a no. If you have to wait like that.
His mum can swim, she'll be all right. Right, moving on. We have got some Reddit travel stories.
Okay.
These are travel stories off Reddit. Right, and you're going to rank them 1 to 10. 10 being the worst, as in you would not want to be in that situation. 1 being, it's tolerable.
Okay. Right.
Do you want to read the first one? Just for the audio listeners, he's picked up an iPad with a keyboard.
Right, okay.
He's got all that.
Ooh.
He's also wearing a full tracksuit.
Yeah. Right. My ex-friend, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, a friend that like isn't really your friend anymore.
Yeah.
Was after this podcast.
My ex-friend and I had an argument on our trip to Europe. And I hate when people say that, because we're in Europe, do you know what I mean? I just want some detail. My ex-friend and I had an argument on our trip to Europe, and since we booked the flights home on her credit card, rookie mistake, she went ahead and cancelled all my flights home.
Ooh.
Oh, sticky one.
I mean, to be honest, you'd just book your own flights home, wouldn't you, next?
Yeah, I'd assume that maybe he's in the position where he's got no money to do it.
Yeah, okay.
And especially she said, oh, it's on my credit card.
Interestingly enough, there was someone in Germany when I was over there for the Euros that couldn't get home. He was going around asking every single person in the airport, I think it was €80 just to get home.
And you give it him, didn't you?
Irrelevant.
Good star.
Right.
Well done, mate.
But my point is, this actually is a common thing and it does happen. So if it was me, I'd do exactly what he did and just see if anyone's kind enough to actually...
Yeah, I think that's tolerable. That's like a 1 or a 2. You can deal with that.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
Worst case scenario, you can hitchhike, bro.
Because genuinely...
Yeah, exactly. Are you hitchhiking on a plane?
No, but I mean, if you're in Europe...
You can probably walk it, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you can up, right?
Jump on that tunnel thing.
Yeah, the Eurostar.
Jump on the tunnel.
Yeah, jump on
the Eurostar, is that
one? Eurostar.
All you gotta do is go and stand outside that and say, let me jump in your car.
Yeah, it's just one fucking road anyway.
No, you know what? You do actually have to have registered who's in the car.
Oh, do you actually?
Yeah, so that would be a nightmare. Mm. Well, if you can maybe get in the boot, but smuggle yourself back into the country.
But that's really bad friend.
It's a bad friend, yeah, but fair play. They've got their money back.
Mm. Yeah, you never know what they're doing. Do you know what I mean? It might be a snake.
Yeah, exactly. True. He might have slept with his mum.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, but yeah, I don't know. I'd rate it 1 or 2 and I'd hitchhike.
I hear that one.
Oh, this one's perfect for you as well. You probably relate a bit.
Yeah, cheers.
Is it number two.
Number two. Got so I'll try that again.
Key words, aren't?
Got so badly sunburned in Thailand, every time I smile, my face bled.
Now,
going back to my story about when I went to Tunisia, I had genuine blisters like that you could pop on the back of my calves, on my shoulders, on my arms.
To be honest, mate, I'm worried about you with these fucking studios.
Yo, you open the fridge door.
It was that bad. So obviously I've just basically tried to hide it for as long as possible so it goes down. And I remember my nana-in-law put on cottage cream on the back of my legs and it just melted. I don't know why it was cottage cream, but that's what we got suggested to us.
You didn't fancy a bit of f***ing after some.
How'd you get a nana-in-law?
Pardon? Because my mum's dad, so my granddad, married. So it's my nana-in-law.
Yeah, not the clotted cream on his legs. The fact that he's got a step.
I've never heard of that. A nana ring war, never.
Are your granddad and nana still together?
Yes.
That's why then. Right. So what would you rate that one? I mean, to be honest, if it's bleeding every time
that's
smile.
Horrible, that's
horrible. That'd hurt. That's like, ooh.
Yeah, you wouldn't have much to smile about it, would you?
No, you wouldn't smile, would you?
No, I mean, sunburn will ruin your fucking trip.
It 100% would ruin your trip. Off, I'd give it probably a 5 out of 10.
I'd rather be sunburnt than stuck with no flies.
I agree. Would you not?
I've got a video of me sunburned. Oh, it was the work, and it was like it got itchy. So like I've got a top on, whatever, and when I say the itchiness, I'm trying to itch it, but it's obviously because of how sore it is. Oh, I could have cried my eyes out. But the itchiness won't stop. It was just a constant itch all over my body.
Should have put cottage cream on it, mate. Right, number 3.
Took a girl I'd been dating to the Caribbean. I paid for flights, hotel, food, all expenses. She ended up falling in love with one of the lifeguards and she's been living there ever since.
Oh my
mate, good God. Riddance.
Oh my God.
That is class. I can't lie. Fair play.
Do you know what the only explanation is? Genuinely, I'm being 1 million percent serious. The only explanation is shit in bed. No, it's the only explanation because if he's gone away, right, he's gone to the room at the night, if he's put in a shit performance, right, she's thought, what am I doing here with you?
Nah, that's on her, mate. She's
no, she's left that room, aren't her. Do you know what I mean?
You're from the Caribbean, though. Are you good in bed?
Yeah, great.
He's part of the Caribbean.
Did you know I was from the Caribbean?
No, he's fucking not.
I am.
No, honestly, he is, honestly.
I am. No, I am.
Tell me where you're from.
I'm from Jamaica.
Honestly, whereabouts in Jamaica?
Nah, I just feel a bit.
Nah, come on.
Go on. What is it?
Whereabouts in Jamaica?
Embarrassed now.
1% Jamaican. Go on, say the N-word.
Right. I'll be honest. That one is like a 7 for me because you've just lost it.
Yeah, your life's over. Now, and you're still abroad. You've still got to wait for the flight home.
Yeah. Shit.
You can't go to the pool because the lifeguard's there.
I'm going to play it a different way.
Come on.
I'm going to say that's a best case scenario because you've learned what kind of girl she is early and it saved your heartbreak.
Yeah, you know what? If someone takes your girl, bro, let them have him.
Exactly, like, we've done you a favour. That lifeguard's done you a favour. She was never the right girl for you. Sweet, go about your life.
I'd be pissed about the money, though.
Because imagine, he wasted
another
2 years of his life, 3 years of his life with her. Then find out she was that kind of girl. He found out early. Good on him.
Fair enough, but the first thing I'd do is cancel the flights for her to get home.
Yeah, 1 million.
Yeah, 100%.
Exactly. Lifeguard can pay for them.
Yeah. Oh my God, imagine they're linked.
Ooh.
Imagine they're linked. They both put it on Reddit.
Right, number 4.
I went to the beach with my parents. They wore matching outfits, including shirts with the city name on them and fanny packs. It was horrifying. That might be the most irrelevant one.
Yeah, I literally do that.
That might be the most irrelevant.
I wouldn't mind that. That's probably something I'd do.
You know, stop hating on your parents. Yeah.
As long as you're not on a nude beach with your parents. Golden.
Have you ever been to a nude beach? You definitely strike me as someone who has.
Yes.
What actually is it like?
No, but I was with my girlfriend at the time and she wouldn't get a tat. So I was like, I'd be a bit weird if I had to come on about. But it was mainly all Germans. It was in Gran Canaria.
The Germans love sex.
The Germans love it,
mate.
Love it.
You know what? If you go to a new beach, it's full of Germans, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, same. My mate said.
Have you been to a new beach as well?
Nah, he was lying, I think.
But no, it is. And they're all old as well. It's not like what you want it to be.
Yeah, it's not.
You know what I mean? Listen, you go to a new beach, you want to see some tan lines and some titties. But...
Yeah. So you're quite disappointed when you went.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with wearing fanny packs, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think whoever put that one in, you need to grow up.
And the shirts with the name on. I always buy them. It's like a super name.
Might as well. Number 5. My parents got into a huge fight and decided they wanted a divorce on the second day of a week-long vacation at Disney World. It was the most awful week of my life.
Oh my God.
At least next year you'll get 2 holidays.
And 2 sets of Christmas presents, isn't it?
I understand why that would, so I'm assuming like they were probably young then, but I'd just kind of crack on and go and enjoy Disney World. I think that would distract you from the fact of your mum and dad aren't going to be together anymore.
And it's better than it happening at Auschwitz.
To be fair, I would rather it happen at Disneyland, so you're not wrong there.
I've had a bit of an holiday like that before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Your mum and dad still together? On and off?
Yeah, I don't know what the f*** is going on with them two, but... when I was younger, I had, like, an holiday where, like, they broke up on the holiday.
Yeah, okay.
It's a bit mad.
So you're the man to answer the question.
I told them to keep it private on there.
Yeah, I don't know why they've...
I probably wouldn't have told the kid.
written by Slag of the Week. What's your name?
Right, this is number 6.
Yeah.
We had a bus crash in Colombia. Ended up with a guy's head on my lap.
Oh my God, that's 10.
His body was 2 rows up.
That's 10. That is...
That's good. Yeah, that's as bad as it gets.
That's...
Well, unless it's your head.
It's a good story. It's a good story to tell the grandkids, though, isn't it?
Not really.
Nah, I wouldn't be telling them that. Yeah. Mate, that's... I normally end up legless on holiday, not fucking headless.
Yeah, that's heavy, that's got to be 10.
Yeah, that's got to be 10, but what would you do in that situation? I think instantly...
You're just going to go,
That's instant, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's... You're scarred for life.
Yeah, 100%.
You're going to remember that forever.
And it depends what face, what way the face is facing. If its eyes are on you...
If it's mouth down...
Oh, mate.
Fanwing and Robin looking at me.
Oh, my God.
Don't tell anyone for a bit.
Where's that head gone?
Right, so...
That's why they call it getting head.
So, I had food poisoning whilst travelling in India. I was on a 20-hour bus journey in a sleeper bunk. Had to go to the toilet and begged with the driver, but he wouldn't stop. Had to have a poo in a Ziploc bag.
Oh, my
God. That's f***ing brutal, mate.
Oh, my God.
That is disgusting. That's bad. Have you been to India?
Yes.
Because I know I think one of the first videos I ever saw with you was you getting a £1 trim.
Yeah, oh yeah.
A £1 trim?
Yeah, mate. And he said, do you want me to cut your beard? I said, yeah, son. Next thing, he's got his fucking his fingers in my ears. He's giving me a head massage. He's fucking washing my head in the drain on the side of the road.
Yeah.
He was giving me a fucking finger massage, everything.
Was it worth a quid?
Yeah, best quid I've ever spent.
I used to get a £5 trim.
Yeah.
Looks like you still fucking do, mate.
Genuinely, I think you could still go there now and get a £5 trim. It's in Moston.
Not with the inflation these days. My first trim I remember was a fiver. What was that, sorry?
Big up Shibby Fades.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
£5 my first trim. I think £20. How much did you pay for your trim? Can't be hard to do that, surely.
30.
30 quid?
Yeah.
30 quid for that shit.
I used to get a trim once a week. But I still go to the same barber in Derby. So I barely ever
get
a trim.
How far is it?
You know yours is 40 what?
£40 for an air.
40 quid?
Fucking hell.
Robin Bastard.
You put your guy off in Moston that you said you loved.
Yeah.
So it could be that good for a fiver.
Well, he's on that fucking YouTube money.
All right, moving on for the next bit.
Wait, firstly, the Ziploc bag. What would you do with the bag, though?
It's out the window.
There's no windows.
It's what?
Most buses, like a coach.
I'm sure he would have stopped to throw that out.
Yeah, I'd go to drive it. Listen, mate. Stop now and it goes out or it's on you. Which one is it? What even is a Ziploc bag?
Like
just a bag that zips. Sandwich bag. Okay, I'm with you. I thought it was an actual
But you're in a power position there.
What, can you go in a bag?
No, if you're the shitter, if you need a shit, right, that bad.
Yeah.
You would say to him, listen, I'll shit right here now. Unless you stop this fucking thing.
Have you ever shit yourself?
Yeah, I did.
I followed through before.
I was in Turkey. I was on holiday and I had food poisoning. No, I just weren't well. I remember we went to a mud bath. Right. The little trip day out, mud bath. And there was these cube, what they called the portaloos. And I went into a portaloo and I'd shit myself in my undies. I was only like 6 or 7 and I genuinely thought I was going to die. So I'd shit myself. My mum took me into the portaloo. I'm crying, going, I'm going to die. And that was the first memory I remember of me shitting myself.
You thought you were going to die because you shit yourself?
Genuinely, yeah. Really? I was in absolute tears. I was absolutely 6-year-old me. I was shitting myself. Well, literally. How often do you shit yourself on holidays? I reckon you do it a lot.
Yeah.
No, Bali was I shit myself.
When did you go Bali?
6 months ago.
Right, okay. 5 months ago. Shit yourself since then? That you can remember?
Nah.
I think you did it misfits, actually.
Yeah, no, let's not talk about that. I reckon in my life, as an adult life, maybe 5 times. The worst one was a kid. Do you know what a swimming gala is?
I've heard of him, but I don't know what...
It's like a swimming tournament competition.
Right, okay. What, you entered one?
Mate, I was a good swimmer when I was a kid.
Right, okay.
And I'm sat there in my f***ing actual speedos.
Yeah.
And I f***ing dropped the fattest turd ever. I'm sat on the side of the pool with like my whole swimming crew. Ooh. And I've just, for some reason, just gone, and the f***ing log's just gone in. And I've had to be like, can you get me mum? And then my mum's had to come put a towel around me, ushing me off. And I remember washing my f***ing German speedos shorts in the sink.
I remember myself in a pool when I was
inside
the pool, and I remember it's like I thought, oh shit, I was a baby, like
yeah, would hope so,
kid, yeah, and I fully shit myself in the pool. It's fucking disgusting, this, and it must have been about, I don't even remember, it was young, yeah, and they've evacuated the old pool. and I'm there giving it, and all that, people thinking,
who's done that?
It was me.
I've never shit myself in the pool, but I've pissed my pants.
What, in the pool?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in the pool. Yeah, that's
yeah, not anymore because they've got that thing that makes it come up as blue, don't they?
It's bullshit.
Well, you defo do it, don't you? Still,
yeah, but it's you'd be bullshit, if I told you, oh, I've pissed in the pool, you wouldn't be that bothered, yeah?
No, because of
the
chlorine.
But if I stood outside of the pool and pissed into the pool, well, everyone has a fucking
because you get a kid going, Dad, what's he doing?
He's going, really?
Oh, you know, right. Speaking of shitting yourself, actually,
go, yeah, go on.
I've had to sit in between you two today. Because it was getting a bit feisty at Misfits, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, me and Ginger having a f***ing scream.
It was.
So also, apparently I'm massively in love with Ginger. He's the best human being.
That's what, your words, mate. Oh, your mate, words.
No, I watched half of it back in the morning. I'm going, oh, I can't watch that. And people rang me going, f***ing hell, just seen that bit of you and Ginger having a fight. Apparently, so I don't get paid off £1 million.
So I feel like Eddie Earn right now.
Right, okay.
So if this fight was to happen,
yeah.
First of all, who's winning?
Well, I'm gonna back myself, and he should rightly back
I
himself.
I reckon I'd fucking bang Ginger.
But you know what? It's right because, like what you said, I feel like that needs to be brought back. The thing of don't give a fuck. It's just for a laugh. 2 week of training, jumping, and. Yeah, obviously.
Misfits boxing or the influencer boxing, whoever's running it. It's just got to a point now where it's like
really serious.
And everyone's like, I'm the best boxer. And then they get in and you go, oh no, you're not a boxer.
Yeah.
You're fucking not. You're just normal people boxing. And exactly. If they approached it like that, I feel like I'd be like more like, oh, I'm behind it. I mean, I still watch them all. I'm still a viewer of it.
Yeah, same. It's like a car crash, isn't it, when you drive past it? You don't want to look, but you have to.
And some of them, yeah, I'm behind it. Like, wait, if KSI and Jake Paul fight,
yeah, that'd be massive.
I'll be fucking excited. It'd be unreal. For it,
but I think you also have to get the mix right in terms of the banter fights. Like on that Misfits night when that Gavinio, that's one of your banter fights.
Yeah,
but his opponent weren't really a banter fighter.
So that didn't make sense.
So it was like it's a bit unfair on Gavinio.
Yeah, like the cack hat. What's his name?
Get back, Shadrach.
No, the
chat about flow, tell a fella come see me.
Who was that?
He fought...
Was he there at Misfits?
Yeah, he fought the guy from Bad Boy Chiller Crew, Gareth. Gareth Kelly.
I have no idea.
Big I think Gareth. It was the first fight of the night. I missed it. I missed the
fight. Okay. I might have missed
but
it.
But did you... apparently, Cax's got like a disability with his arm.
Really?
Yeah, like... And, a lot of one arm is shorter than the other, and something happened when he was young. I don't know, I'm guessing, but I seen like an interview thing. Say,
guessing, he has a one kill.
Nah, because he said it in an interview. He said, I've got some. This is what stopped him from boxing when he was younger, because he has something wrong with his arm.
And I think he was only throwing like one. But
when he was fighting, you could see it. He couldn't move his other arm properly, so I thought that was a bit of a mad one as well. Do you know what I mean?
He's just trying to get the benefits in for disability, isn't he? Yeah. We're not stupid, mate.
Yeah, but obviously, you still have to take... the sport serious because it's a dangerous sport.
Very dangerous.
Oh, it is. Yeah. But I feel like that's why it's a double-edged sword. Because if we go, oh yeah, we're gonna have a fight, and we'll only train for 2 weeks, then you're not taking it seriously.
Stick some head guards on.
Is what I was about to say. So if we were to go ahead, are you down to go ahead? Because I would actually do it.
Listen here, KSI, fucking line it up. Get the we got fucking
yourself. I've been given the next 3 months.
Yeah, I'm fucking training in the mountains. Yeah,
go to 3 month training camp.
No, I'm. I'd have a fight, and like I say, I love that we're like, oh, it's, mate, that's the other thing when it's like they're in the press conferences, I'm fucking gonna knock you out.
I can't stand you, you're this, you're that.
Yeah, and then straight after the fight, they're best mates.
Yeah, oh, like, respect for getting in the ring, like, get hug him and all that. Well, hang on
I mean, that is one thing though, getting in the ring is like a fucking, no matter what you can say about anybody, people talk all this shit on the fighters, bro, to get in that fucking ring, mate. Fair play, respect to you. You've got a bottle, bro.
Yeah.
You're getting punched in the face in front of people on live stream.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, that's a.
Like, takes balls.
Yeah, that takes balls.
So we agree that we'll have a fight.
Yeah. We'll split the million.
But you know what the best thing is? We're already basically similar weight, so we won't actually have
to. What do you weigh?
103.
Do you? I'm about one.
Yeah.
So how many rounds would you do?
It only take me fucking one.
Well, you know, everyone would genuinely get behind that because it's a laugh. Like everyone, yeah,
I feel like that would be the best, but like banter fight you could find.
1 million
at the minute.
I reckon how many rounds? Cardio's no joke in boxing, is it?
No, it's completely different. You have to keep your hands up. Don't forget.
Yeah,
yeah, your hands
box about the ring and your constantly
shoulders up higher.
Constantly, and then even like it sounds like nervous energy when you're in there. You burn so much.
Yeah, your whole body's like. Intense stuff.
Yeah. So what do you reckon? Five rounds?
I don't think we could do
I think that's
couldn't
a lot
more than five.
Couldn't do more.
I don't know what he's bought to, isn't it?
The reason I say five, you're like three rounds, that's a 6 minute fight. That's shit, isn't it?
Four rounds then, that's perfect.
But then you get the possibility of a draw.
Yeah.
Unless you do 3 minute rounds.
Oh yeah, true.
Hey, four, if you get a draw rounds, and then run it back for the back.
That's a long, long, long.
3 minutes is long. You'd have to do a 5 2
Yeah, because the other thing is, like, yeah, like, I'd want to make sure we put on a show and that it looks good, yeah, rather than it being on the third round and we're both going.
But, yeah, but exactly. I reckon if we're both knackered on the third round, just fucking chill out and just have a chat.
No, yeah, I mean, but what I'm saying is,
it's even the fourth round, brother.
when you do watch these fights, right, and you can tell people haven't had a full training camp, yeah, or whatever, when it gets to like later rounds and the last 3-4 rounds of the fight, they've not even fucking hit each other.
Yeah,
it ruins the fight, yeah, a little bit. So whereas if you had a short round, or say if you did 4 rounds,
yeah,
2 minutes, yeah, yeah, even if you do get a draw, you go again.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, what a shame.
it's a draw, boy.
Yeah, here's an interesting question. What would your price have to be? You have to give us an exact number, but give us, or I'll say a number, you say higher or lower.
Go on then.
Right, 50 grand.
Higher.
As a quick hire as well. 100 grand.
Oh, I don't know if I want.
Do you know what? You shouldn't
have
said
it. I really don't like, yeah, I don't like talking about money, yeah, because talking about money is a bit crude. But what I'll say is, if I could earn, because if we're doing a 2 week training course, then
yeah, you don't have to take that much time off.
But I was going to say, because if I was going to do it, and I'm like, right, if I'm doing it, I'm going to train.
Yep.
And then, like, if I'm not fucking making videos for so many weeks, and then the videos after are not going to be hitting the same, I feel like I need to make sure.
Yeah, I'm
I sort of value, right now, I'm enjoying what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So if you want me to have a fucking fight and potentially be knocked out in front of people by Ginge, then I want a fucking fat bag. And of what I've heard from what other people get paid with certain levels of followers, also I know with my audience, I've got a heavily male older audience, so I know I'd sell the pay-per-views.
Yeah,
so I know my worth. So like I said, I wouldn't want to say it on camera, but I if we were to have an actual conversation, I could tell you
really. Exactly. And if you used to say you'd take 100 grand there, they was probably gonna offer you fucking triple that. So, do you know what I mean? That's your negotiation. So
very true. Keep our cards close to our chest.
But that would be a good fight. That would be a good fight.
Would you want head guards or would you want no?
Nah, I feel like
no head guards.
No, because no one else has ever done it in head guards.
The first ever one, KSI Joe Weller was.
Was it?
Yeah, first ever one was in head guards. Right. But then no one does it now because you get the professional fighter.
Oh yeah, that's it. It wasn't on the cards, was it? No, I mean you'd have to do it. Like I say,
if you do it, you do it proper.
Yeah. Okay, and you've got such big gloves on. What are they, 14-ounce gloves?
Yeah, I think the 40. I remember.
How to put in on 14?
12 or 14.
There was Stokey and
professionals not even wearing 14-ounce gloves.
Pardon?
Professional. Well, I guess that makes it more safer for you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like if you don't meet the weight, then it goes up to 14. If you do meet the weight, it can be 12, or whatever else.
Oh, so is that how it works? I thought, because I always thought that. I thought there's all these fights and everyone seems to make weight straight away.
Yeah. How's that working? It's interesting.
I think 12-ounce.
12-ounce.
Because I don't really know. I don't.
Yeah, I'm
don't forget, with the bigger gloves and heavier gloves, you're going to be slower and it's going to be, like, I don't know, like bigger and dafter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. I hear that.
Mm. And it's harder to hold the fucking weights here.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if you have got head guards on these bigger, like, dafter gloves, when you think they knock your head back, do you know what I mean? Yeah. They're not going to hurt you, but, like, the big thing, they just knock your head back. So,
okay. I hear that. Well, we'll see what happens. But as of today, we agree that we will have a fight.
It's on the fucking streets.
Audio listeners, we did shake hands. So that is going to happen hopefully soon. Oh, well, after 3 months.
Yeah.
They get training
in three months. I might get robbed in the Congo. So my price might go down. To pay for a fucking van.
Right. Mash, you are quite heavily known as well for burger reviews.
Yes.
Right. So we'll start off with the best burger you've ever tasted and the worst burger, and where were they?
So my favourite burger today is in Manchester.
Let me guess.
Burgerism.
I was going to say the same thing.
No.
What? Oh, God, have you ever had Burgerism?
Yes.
Oh, it's
I'm not saying I'm not shitting on it. It's a good burger. But have you ever heard of, it might even be in Salford. Or is it, I think there might be one in Walkden.
Walkden, yeah. No.
That burger place. Big up that burger place. I'm forever fucking shouting them out. Phenomenal burger, bro. It's just this bloke and his wife that fucking run this shop, and they put the fucking heart and soul in it. They go out to America like twice a year to actually like test the newest, latest LA smash patties, and then they come and try and replicate it back.
Oh, wow.
Do you think it's to do with actually how hungry you are on the day?
That could affect it.
That has definitely got a...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've definitely level filmed, of consistency.
I've definitely filmed, because some days I film like five reviews.
Like if I, you if I, five burgers in one day?
Well, like, yeah, because I'm like...
We'll wait to you for this fight.
If I went all the way to London, I'm like, I may as well film as much content as I can.
Yeah, I hear that.
And then, yeah, by the fifth one, yeah, maybe that does definitely come into play, that you're like, oh, am I... Obviously, you try and factor that in. I tried to be, as much as it's a stupid game, I'm reviewing burgers. I was trying to keep a fucking level of, like, professionalism to it. As much as I used to just talk about donkeys' dicks and shit. I tried to keep a level of, like, oh, this is the scale I'm working off, whatever. But yeah, that burger place. And then the worst burger, fucking loads of them. There's loads of burgers.
But when you say worst burger, are you discussing this as in didn't really hit, or is it more of a that's got rat shit on it?
Yeah, I never really had...
Or hairs or anything like that.
Yeah, I never really had anything too awful. The worst ones were more at the start, because say by the... I think I did 150 reviews in a year. And by the last 50, you walk in a fucking burger shop and it's the fucking burger guy.
Yeah.
But as in like in the burger community, sounds weird, but as in like if you own a burger shop, you've knew about the guy that reviews burgers online.
Yeah, yeah, of
so
course.
So if I walk in, fucking out, everyone's on fucking tiptoes going, oh, on eggshells.
Yeah, I need to make a good burger
now. So, but yeah, no, I never had any that was like, oh, this is fucking getting me poisoning, or I never had any that was like you said, rat shit on it, or...
Can you do one of these burger reviews on us? So, for example, obviously, looking at ginger, black, bit crusty, 5 out of 10.
No, I wouldn't be crusty. I'd be a nice fucking patty, me.
Would you?
Yeah.
One, give us two. In-depth burger review.
Okay, so talk about it. Well, Taze looks like he's overflowing with fucking toppings with his little floppy hat. You know, they put two slices of cheese instead of one. Or when you get a fucking burger from McDonald's and they fucking can't make it properly. And then Ginger's like, you fucking drop the burger on the floor. Fucking classic Salford.
Don't mean it. Don't listen to
that. Is what it is. Just go get your fucking haircut for a fiver off Taze, mate. You might fucking get a couple of extra points.
Oh, God.
Right, can you explain what you do when you're rating them? Are you taking into account bun, patty, a texture?
Yeah, I mean, overall, it's flavour. And then there's also my preference of, like, I want a burger to be. Lettuce, tomato, onion, gherkin.
Yep.
Burger Jeez. Sauce, smash patty, brawn. Oh, there's a place in Bristol called Milk Bun, and they make their own Japanese milk buns. F***ing phenomenal burgers. But a lot of places, that's the downfall. They don't actually make their own buns. And like, bro, some of the fucking shopkeepers, bro. In fact, I got another funny story after, but some of the shopkeepers, they'll be like, oh, it's a 10. And I'll be like, give it an 8. And they'll be like, dead pissed off.
Even though 8's genuinely quite good.
Yeah, going, well, you didn't make the bun. Or you opened a bag of lettuce, sliced a tomato.
Yeah.
All you've done is really cook the burger.
Yeah.
And open a piece of fucking cheese that's already made.
Yeah.
So like, you can't expect a fucking 10 unless you fucking grow the lettuce in the garden.
Yeah, of course, I hear that.
Yeah, one time I did a review in Derby, when I still lived in Derby, in the city centre, on this Chinese, and it was f***ing awful, and I slated it. And I went in, like...
But after you've rated it? You went in after you've rated it?
No, I went in on the food, like...
Right, okay.
Posted it, video did look really well. And then, one day I'm driving around a roundabout, and there's a guy in the car next to me. And he's going like that. When's a bloody Patriot? Put my window down. He's put his down. He went, you reviewed my fucking book, my fucking Chinese. Blah, blah, blah.
Wait, like, so was he an Asian bloke?
Yeah.
Can you do it in his accent? Just so we can differentiate.
Wait, he wasn't Chinese Asian. He was from a different part of Asia.
Right.
Where do you reckon?
Yeah, if you had to assume.
I don't fucking know, man.
No, so go on. He's rolled his window down. He's having a go at you.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, whatever, mate. Like, fuck off. And then I drive down some traffic lights. But it's two sets of traffic lights next to each other. One turns right, one turns left. And we've pulled up and we're next to each other, right? And he's just about to get out of the car and he's shouting and screaming at me. And we've both got the windows down. And I just went, your food's shit. Just as my light went green, and I just drove off, and I thought nothing of it. And then outside the actual takeaway, there's a traffic light. So like another month goes past. Yeah. I'm driving down the road. I stop at the traffic lights. I'm outside the shop, and I look over and I see the shop, and he sees me from behind the counter, and he just starts sprinting towards my car, and I just drove straight through the red light. I was like, fuck this, mate. I'm having a fight over a food review. And the food, what, like, it was just awful. Like,
how can they be mad at you for saying, for having an opinion on the food?
Why was it bad?
You know, like the Chinese, you go in and you go, I'll have a bit of that, a bit of that, a bit of that. Yeah. But it was just all like the end of the day shit. So it was like cold, it was all gloopy and shit. And that was it. And that's all I fucking said. And if you don't want someone to review your food saying it's shit,
make sure it's
make
fresh.
It better. Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Obviously, it's unfortunate because I could have come in at a time where it was great, but. That's the other thing. I had to always review it as just a normal customer that if you just walked in, this is what you're going to get, rather than them knowing, I'm about to get a food review. Let me make sure it's all fresh. Let me make sure it's all sweet.
Yeah, okay. I rate that. Fair enough. At least you're a very honest man.
Try to be.
Right, speaking of food, you're on death row. You are about to get the electric chair tomorrow.
Yep.
Right. What is your final meal?
Starter, foie gras.
Oh, he's going starters.
What's foie gras?
it's duck liver pate.
You Tory prick.
No, it's actually super inhumane, right? But I'm on my fucking deathbed. So it's illegal to make it in the UK.
Is it? What is it then?
So they get a duck.
Right.
They strap it into a machine. They force feed the duck until it's about to die because it's so full. And then its liver starts creating like an enzyme.
What?
And then at that point, they cut it open, take the liver out, and make a pate out of it. It's a super French dish. It's like eating snails.
It's French. Okay, understandable.
But it's delicious.
So you had it when you went France?
Yeah, I had it in France. Obviously, when I had it, I didn't know what it was. I just fucking ordered it.
Yeah.
Obviously, if I knew how cool it was, I wouldn't have ordered it.
You would.
Listen, I'm not fucking on any fucking mates that are geese. and then main course... perfectly cooked KFC drumsticks.
KFC drumsticks,
the greatest food on the planet. Most of the time, it's never cooked right.
You get a bit of gravy on it.
Yeah, gravy, no chips. Just
but the chips are nice now, though. The new chips.
I don't really eat the chips, to be honest.
Oh, I like the chips.
And the hot wings as well. A couple of hot wings on.
Oh, I like them. I like the hot wings.
And for dessert, just fucking blowjob. The drink, I'm all about the shot, the drink. There's nothing weird.
Yeah. What would you do? What would your dessert be?
Probably like a brownie or something.
Yeah, just something simple.
Do you think something you could easy. Eat though? Do you mean a day before you die? Or is it the same? It's the night before, isn't it? Do you really think you could eat? Because I was saying,
no, maybe at that point you're just going to be like, bro, let me just try and get some last piece of enjoyment out of life. Just be like cracking bad jokes and shit.
To be fair, by then you've got to have somewhat accepted it, innit? Because you've been there for like 30 years.
You've been there for like 30 years.
But them 30 years, there's also a lot of people who go in there, I think they get off as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
a lot
of them.
You can keep trying to get off.
Well, I mean, didn't they just bring back the death penalty? I don't know if they ever got rid of it, but I'm sure they've done.
Where, in America?
Yeah.
There's some states that have it, some states that don't have it. I know that we got rid of it in like the 1960s, I believe. Mm. Or we got rid of it, you were probably alive. No, but yeah, we did use to have it, and then we got rid of it because someone who actually got killed on death row
then
was found not guilty.
Yeah. Well, that is it. And also, the argument is some people go, oh, yeah, they should be killed, or should they be forced to suffer for the rest of their life in jail?
Yeah.
So, but then also, you could argue, well, they end up having a great time meeting some boys in there and just
I presume hang around with the boys. Pool tables, TVs. It's like a pool hall.
Yeah, but you also might have to shit in a bucket.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
Well, I'm going to be shit in a bucket for the next 3 months.
Right, but there we have it. Our first ever guest, Mashtag.
Wow. Thank you for having
Thank
me, boys.
You very much for coming on. Honestly, we do really appreciate it. It was absolutely fantastic. And we got to learn a lot more and hear some fantastic stories. So make sure, if you're not already, subscribe to Mashtag. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And from me, Antes, goodbye.
Oh, just before we go, I got a gift for you.
All right, what? Okay, here we go. Yeah. I knew it. See you next time.
Like, comment, subscribe, please. We need it.
Please.
Please. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. June is Men's Mental Health Month, and every year, 6 million men suffer from depression. If you're feeling overwhelmed, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. And BetterHelp makes it easy. Take a short online quiz and connect from home with a qualified therapist. Visit BetterHelp.com to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.